Zvachim Perk Yudal Mishnah Zayin. Bo Lenoivu Legivoin. We just finished off in the previous Mishnah the Tkufa of Shiloh. Shiloh was destroyed Bimei Eli HaKoyin by the Plishtim. Thereafter, the Oroin, the Oil Moid, the Mokim HaAvoida wandered from place to place. There was no permanent place. And this is the Tkufa in history that's called Noivu Givoin. Bo Lenoivu Legivoin. What happened was when they got back, the Oroin, described by Richus and Sefer Shoftim, where the Plishtim were punished for holding on to the Oroin. Finally, they returned, after a period of time, they returned the Oroin to Klal Yisrael. That was the, after Eli HaKoyin was Nifter, when he heard the Besura of the capture of the Oroin Hashem. The beginning of Sefer Shoftim. I'm sorry, the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. So this was the beginning of the Tkufa of Shmuel HaNovi, that's why it's in Sefer Shmuel. And it says that they established, Shmuel HaNavi established the place of the Oil Moed in Noiv. By the way, the number we were talking about before, around 400, the number that's brought in the Medrash is 369. There are gematrias that are connected that number of years that the Mishkan stood in Shiloh. The 369 is from after Gilgal, after those 14 years, until the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh. So that's quite a bit before what we cheshem David HaMelech. It's 480 minus 40 in the Midbar, another 14 in Gilgal, and going backwards from the establishment of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the whole tkufa of the beginning of Shlomo HaMelech's Malchus, the whole tkufa of David HaMelech, and the whole period of leadership of Shmuel HaNavi. So it's 369 years. Not so clear, the Mepharshim over here bring a little bit of a discrepancy. Lefi the Brayse and say, Do'ilim, take a look at the Tveres Yisrael. If the cheshbon of the 369 means that the tkufa of Noivin Givoin, where there was no permanent structure at all, and it wasn't even the semi-permanent structure of Shiloh, lasted until they started bringing korbanos in the Beis Halamim in Yerushalayim, the house that would stand forever, or it stopped, this tkufa of Noivin Givoin stopped as soon as Shlomo HaMelech started building, which took 7 years, in his mouth took 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash. There's a little bit of a discrepancy in the dates. There's Brises, Vaisos that are Mizvakech in that. There's also another discussion, Seyed Olam Rabba, and he is the Yalkut Shemayni and Shmuel, that discusses, was the Oil Moyed that functioned in Noivin given the exact Oil Moyed that was in the Midbar, or was Nignaz? That's Mefurish, that the Mishkan, the actual walls v'chule that were built by Moshe Rabbeinu were never destroyed. They were nignaz. When were they nignaz? Were they nignaz b'tkufa Shiloh, the end of Tkufa Shiloh? Were they nignaz only when the Beis Elamim started operating, functioning in Yerushalayim? Also nishkla. Loshen the Rambam in the beginning of Beis Abchira, where he brings the whole Hishtalshlus, it says ubonu sham migdash, ubole given ubonu sham migdash. Bonu is a Lashon Binyan, which sounds like it wasn't an oil. It was some type of semi-permanent structure, but it's not Nachlu Menucha, so there's a Heter Bamois, but it was not just an oil, like they had in Gilgal. It was some type of structure. This Klod, the Achrenim have a big discussion about it. Al-Kobanim Bol Lenev Legivoyin. Noiv was right after the Tkufa Veli HaKoyin. Chorva Noiv Bimei Shol, this is the famous Maisa of Noiv Ir HaKoyanim, it was the Mokum of the Mishkan, and Shol suspected them of being sympathetic to David HaMelech, and he was convinced by Doeg HaDoimi, who lost his Chelek in Olam Haba, for this maliciousness in killing them as Meridim B'Malchus, in the Tkufa when he thought that David HaMelech was trying to take control of the Malchus. So that was the Tkufa of Noiv. The Tkufa of Givoin was the Tkufa of David HaMelech. Look at the Rav over here. It says, V'chol Yimei Noiv V'Givoin Hayu Chamishim V'Sheva Shanim. We said before the number 63 years. So there is a little bit of a discrepancy in those years. V'Nishvi, since it wasn't Nachlu Menucha, Hutru Abomois. Kot Shekadosh Nechon Lefnim Enakloi. Again, if we say that Noiv and Givoin were a semi-permanent structure, so then it would be in the Binyan. Kloim would be whatever the walls were made out of. Kotchim Kalim B'chol Ori Yisrael. This is consistent with what we said before, that there's a Shem Machne, the din of kachim kalim is a din. It can't be eaten out in the open. It has to be eaten in a place that has kedushas machnos. Where's kedushas machna? Kedushas machna in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, the first base of Yerushalayim, the second base of Mikdash, was be'etzem in every bayis, in every irchoima. It had a shem machna. The spitz mokoim was the mokoim that was carved to Yerushalayim, was to the base of Mikdash, was Yerushalayim. So that was the place where it was eaten. Lemaisa, when there was no Yerushalayim, in the Tkufa of Noiv Givon, so where did they eat? It's not Bechol HaRoya, it's Bechol Ori Yisrael. Mefashim say, Klar, like we just said, that Ori Yisrael over here means within the confines of a choyma of an ear. The Loshna we had in Gilgal was Bechol Mokoim, and it doesn't say Bechol Ori Yisrael. In Gilgal, there was no Kedushas. Bayis muka, ir muka of chayma, because they weren't settled yet. They were in a period of transit of mochama. It's only after that that there was avegestelt a shem mokoim of machne Yisrael. So betkuvas Gilgal there was no machne Yisrael. Therefore kachem kam nelchon b'chom mokoim. By Shiloi, the mokoim was a semi-permanent mokoim. It has a kviyus shem mokoim. Therefore it's b'chol haroya of that mokoim. No, even given the mokim itself had no inherent kedusha, but that's where the place was. But the shame mokim that does have a din of achilas kochim kalim and ma'aseh sheni would be b'chol within the confines b'chol Ori Yisrael. Mishnah Ches Bol Yerushalayim. This was the final stage. Nesu abamos v'lehoy lema heter v'hi hoyse nachlo. That's nachlo, the final stage. Yes, Hashem, we're waiting for that to be consummated. With the Nachla, Sheben Nachla, which will be the Yerushalayim, Nachla B'li Mitzorim, which will be the Yerushalayim of Lost and Lovoy. Kotche Kadoshim Necholim Lefnim Menachloim, Kotchem Kalim Umaisesheni Lefnim Menachloimo. Kotche Kadoshim were to be eaten Lefnim Menachloim, and again, albeit it's not Kloim, but we use that Loshen, same way we used in Perkeiz Umakoimon. The Kotchem Kalim Umaisesheni Lefnim Menachloimo. It was eaten in the mokum that had Kedushas Yerushalayim, like we said. Before it said B'chol Ori Yisrael. But now the Yerushalayim is the final, is a permanent place. That's the only one that has the spitz, the ultimate Kedushas Machne Yisrael. Even though there is a din Machne Yisrael, let's say, if a Metzora in Haifa has to be sent out of the mokum Mukav Choyma. Because he has to be sent out of Shiluach Machnos, out of Machne Yisrael. But the ultimate Machne Yisrael is in Yerushalayim. That was the place of Achilas Kotchum Kalim.